I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A high-profile meeting in Lebanon ends in a walkout. Meanwhile, a new U.S. government campaign seeks to address the addiction crisis. How can Christians respond to the headlines? Keep listening. In our first story, one question last week led to the abrupt end of a meeting between the U.S. and Lebanon in Washington, D.C. Is the militant group Hezbollah a terrorist organization? Lebanon's Chief of Defense General Rodolphe Haeckel reportedly said no, not in the context of Lebanon. But this stands in stark contrast with over two decades of U.S. policy towards Hezbollah. Nuna with Triumph of Mercy Lebanon says the general statement has sparked contention in Lebanon.
Because some people, of course, from Hezbollah area are just praising this general for his stand, but all the others are just saying that he's bringing the ruin of Lebanon because of that.
The issue comes down to disarmament and funding. Last summer, Lebanon's government pledged to disarm Hezbollah by the end of 2025. The U.S. swiftly authorized $230 million to support Lebanese security forces in this goal. But now, U.S. support may be in question. Nuna says that after a season of hope for change in Lebanon, delays like this are crippling for many.
Our job as a ministry is to keep bringing God there. Now, God is sitting on the throne. God has a solution and God has a plan, and we are not left alone.
Pray for hope in Christ to guard people in Lebanon against fear, and pray for God's purposes to be accomplished in this nation. Next, winter storms are making life increasingly difficult for vulnerable communities in Lebanon. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melke tells us.
We're talking about refugees who have come across from Syria. And we're talking about Lebanese who have lost their homes in the Hezbollah-Israel war.
Thousands live in tent communities or makeshift shelters. These structures offer little protection against excess rain, cold, or flooding. Certain populations are more at risk than others.
It's the children, it's the elderly, it's the sick people who pay the biggest price in any conflict. How much more with bad weathers?
Heart for Lebanon offers help and hope through its winter outreach. Believers share the gospel as they deliver blankets, mattresses, and warm clothing to Syrian refugees.
It baffles them. It makes them wonder, why would you care for our needs? Our Muslim brothers and sisters didn't even attend to our needs.
Displaced Lebanese are used to political parties giving them help in exchange for a vote. But Heart for Lebanon's support is different.
Our motivation is only the love of Jesus Christ. So we come out openly, boldly sharing the gospel without any conditions attached to the gifts that we give.
Pray for protection, wisdom, and boldness as teams interact with needy families. And finally, a new U.S. federal initiative aims to combat the national addiction crisis. Launched in January, it's called the White House Great American Recovery Initiative. Brandon Bauer from the White House tells us.
But anytime the government's focused on addiction, I think it's a really good thing because our community members, our family members, our loved ones are struggling.
He adds that greater attention to addiction can be beneficial for the ministries. Still, he urges discernment as public support grows, since expectations may not always align with Christian convictions. Turning to the bigger picture, Bauer says addiction goes beyond alcohol or drugs.
But then you have pornography, you have food, you have gambling, you have codependency, you have many things could be addiction if it takes precedence over Jesus in your heart.
That's central to their holistic approach and testimonies of recovery.
We are just proclaiming the gospel to everyone who walks in these doors.
The Lighthouse has 28 beds for people who need help for a season. And if they relapse, they're welcome back since their recovery can be a long journey. Pray the new federal initiative mobilizes help across the country. Also pray for the Lighthouse's ministry and the resources needed to provide good care for people.
Pray that God opens the eyes of those who are struggling to see their desperate need for Him.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.